Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
How quickly we fall down, and that's exactly what it looks like with this whole Iran thing. What is the Iran deal ultimately about? Is it about legacy? Is it about keeping the world a better, safer place? How in the world will it be a safer place when we really have no control over the inspections, really, if you look at the finer points of this contract? But the Iran nuclear deal has been announced. Russia couldn't be more happy. Assad in Syria couldn't be more happy. And Rouhani in Iran, of course, incredibly happy, because the economy has tanked in that country since some of the sanctions have been tightened and applied. Now they'll be lifted. But if you missed it, the president was practically in his pajamas. Well, not really. But I think they woke him up. He threw on a suit. Boom. It was like 5 in the morning. Here is the deal. The deal's been announced. And if you look at it, it's cut like a business deal. That's what it's cut as. So, yes, China is involved. Yes, Russia is involved. And is this a catastrophe? Is it a huge transition, a big transformation, if you will? It is. But I don't know that it's in the right direction. In fact, I say it's not. And the president went after some Democrats and, of course, went after other skeptics of the deal passing. Says anything that he gets to the contrary in 60-some days or more, he would veto. So the threat of the veto comes out. Because the Republicans will most likely, in the House anyway, for sure, they'll have the votes to pass a resolution to disapprove it that would block the deal. In the Senate, they would need to get some support, the Republicans, from some Democrats, which there are Democrats who are furious. There's about 15 who are considered, as they say in Washington, in play. But it's going to be really, really close. Let's put it that way. Really, really close. And, you know, some of the Democrats include Ben Cardin, who is the top Dem on the Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Menendez, who's the former chairman of the committee who has led, really, the push to give Congress a say in the deal. And he's saying he has doubts about the agreement. The sanctions were working. The sanctions were threatening Iran. Now there's nothing to tighten the pressure. Nothing. Nancy Pelosi called the deal historic, acknowledged the need to review the details, that's her out card, and emphasized aggressive restrictions and inspections, offer the best long-term plan to stop Iran from building a nuclear weapon. I want anybody out there listening to me that thinks this is going to stop Iran from building a nuclear weapon to call me now at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I'm not being cynical, I'm being realistic. I don't see how this stops them. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, had this to say.
But that's exactly why we're where we are, and we will have IAEA inspectors under this agreement continually in Iran. There'll be an office in Iran. They will have more inspectors. There's a process by which they have to file questions, and then they get an answer, and then they can. But if at the end, we get access. That is the dispute resolution that we negotiated. This cannot go on forever. There's a fixed number of days, and the United States always has the ability to go to the Security Council. We always have the ability to be able to hold them accountable in any number of different ways. What the critics of this plan never offer, Andrea, is a realistic alternative.
All right, so what is the realistic alternative? To keep up the sanctions and to not give the leverage back to Iran, and especially getting nothing in between. Didn't we do that 5-for-1 plan at one point? Yes, we did. You remember that? The Gitmo guys for R1, who we have since convicted of being a traitor, basically, and walking away from a war zone. But we cut no deal like that here when we have all the leverage in the world. Because the U.S. pushed the deal. Yes, there were other world powers involved, but the key component was the U.S. With no U.S., big problems. No deal for prisoners. None. Zippo, nada, none. Why? Why, when you have the leverage, do you not at least use it? And then we could say, or I would have said, it's a crappy, lousy deal. But hey, here's the silver lining. No, there's no silver lining even. There's no silver lining. Except for, somebody said to me today, snarkily, well, don't you want cheap gas? Okay, your point. $2 gas. Not yet, but perhaps because of the Iran coming full circle. I think it's just a disgrace. It's a waste of breath, and it's more alienation of Israel. How are we doing that? How are we alienating Israel at every turn? At every single turn? I don't get it. I don't get it. Donald Trump apparently doesn't either, even though Jeb Bush raised more than $100 million to help his cause of being president, to help his campaign, his super PAC, $114. So he's getting the money. It's rolling in, but another rich guy is leapfrogging him in the polls, and that would be Donald Trump, who actually came a few percentage points ahead of Jeb Bush in the latest poll. And how does that happen, you say? And the reason I think partially it happens is because Donald Trump shoots from the hip. Shoots from the hip. The New York Times is calling it a statistical tie, by the way, because it's so close. But Trump being tied for the lead. So the business mogul has taken a guy who's been in politics his whole life, and his family is a legacy family, and put himself right in the same position in a Suffolk University USA Today national poll of potential primary voters who were asked about the two candidates. And Trump is smart because he's always in the news. And here's a place where it helps him in a sense, even if some of it's negative. Does this hurt the Republican Party? Ooh, a lot of people think so. 30% of Republican voters undecided who they're going to support. Stay with us, 855-266-5283, your take on the Iran deal, fair or foul.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised you've never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
Coming up in just a few minutes, Sports Shorts, it's back. And we definitely have something to talk about from the world of sports, believe it or not, more than Iran, in a sense, taking a break for a second on clobbering the prez on what happened, and rightfully so. Because this is a real black eye. This is a real black eye. Let's go back to Grimm, because Grimm, like me, was surprised our great friend Izzy. And first of all, Izzy, too, we wish her the best in recovering from, I think she said she had a mini stroke in June. And I wondered what had happened to Izzy, and I'm glad she called us. But now she said she's headed for Malta. She's had enough. And I admire her because she is really a true American, as she's walked in many shoes and done a lot of interesting things in her life. But she always stands for what it is she believes in and feels that this is the most frustrated, I think, that she's ever been. Hey, Grimm.
Hey, you know we're going to miss you, Izzy. But with just what you did the last segment, I can understand and appreciate it and have fun, girl. You earned a right to go and at least have fun. And we know that we'll hear from you again. I'm sure Dan's going to say the same thing. and I'm sure all the listeners feel the same way. She's got the right to go do what she wants to do in her, you know, latter part of her life, and just enjoy and drop a line and let us know how the sun and the sand is.
Boy, no kidding. You know, if you look at Malta, there's a show, Grim Thanks, on HGTV. It's called House Hunters, and they do it internationally. They'll have international house hunters, and a lot of people go to Malta, meaning a lot of Americans go to Malta because it is peaceful. She said it's peaceful, and that's a great way to describe it. It is very, very peaceful. And if somebody deserves some peace after being a rebel rouser in a good way, because she was always trying to organize and get people to realize what was happening and all that kind of stuff, boy, it would be good for Izzy. And she has contributed a lot to America tonight. A lot. Even suggesting guests for Made in America and even leading me right up to the guests and having talked to them and everything else, which is absolutely, again, what makes her one of our favorite people here on ATN. And whenever she does leave, we will absolutely, absolutely, absolutely miss her. All right, time for Sports Shorts, so check it out. Who was the MVP and how did it all go down in the end? Did the American League knock off the National League? That's next on Sports Shorts with me, Kate Delaney.
There's a better way to reach your health and fitness goals. Hi, this is Nia Shanks, host of Lift Like a Girl on WebTalkRadio.net. Join me each week as we discuss the sane and simple way to reach your health and fitness goals. And you'll do it all without obsessive dieting, eating, or workout habits. And this show is all about becoming the most awesome version of yourself. So join me, Nia Shanks, each week on Lift Like a Girl on WebTalkRadio.net.
All right, Mike Trout became the first player in 38 years to homer leading off an All-Star game, then became the first player to take home the MVP award 2 years in a row. It's his incredible skills. The American League beat the National League 6-3 on Tuesday night and will open the World Series at home for the 10th time in 13 years because the American League has been so dominant. Trout completed a career all-game cycle in just his fifth big league season. He delivered in a very big, big way. I really like Mike Trout, and it was pretty exciting to see him do that. In fact, one of the things that we saw from Trout, who's a Gen Y star, he says he has a baby boomer work ethic. He completed a cycle on a very clear, beautiful evening that followed a heavy afternoon rainstorm. So how about that? Woohoo! And good for him. Good for him and the American League winning again and giving the National League the business in Cincinnati in the Midsummer Classic. And that is your Sports Shorts with me, Kate Delaney. Yeah, so I caught bits and pieces of it because I was flying. And it looked, it's an All-Star game. They can't play it at the end of the season. That would be weird. And in baseball, it's a marathon, not a sprint anyway, because the season's so long. But it's significant because I think the World Series, getting the home field advantage can sometimes make a very, very big difference. Oh, I think it does make a big difference. And if that's what they put on the line, then of course, you'd rather be the winner in that case than waiting for the extra game to come back around to you, and that certainly makes sense. Another quick sports note from the world of the NFL, because we do the nail the score thing here. Dez Bryant has been the holdout on the franchise tag thing and all of that. So if he follows through with his threat to sit out games, this wide receiver would lose about $755,000 a game. Seems kind of crazy, doesn't it? And the Cowboys so far have not bent in his direction. So it may happen. It might happen. Is he going to stick to his guns, or will the money that he needs, will that persuade him to take less? Will he take less? And while that's happening with the saga of Jason Pierre-Paul, who was discharged from a hospital after his finger had to be amputated on July 4th in a crazy fireworks accident. So his right index finger amputated. Oof. How about that? No formal talks between JPP and the Giants, by the way. He hasn't signed his $813 million franchise player offer, but barring something unforeseen, any kind of new information, the Giants have no plan to rescind it. So they'll have to decide how they're going to move for this year. The deadline for franchise players to sign a multi-year contract is 4 p.m. Eastern. 4 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday. After that, Pierre-Paul can only sign a one-year deal. Oof. And wonder if they are wondering about that injury and how much that affects them. And the answer is a lot of players will tell you it wouldn't affect you that much, but it had to be done. So, in the interest of it has to be done, do you think they would want to get the deal done with? But it's not looking that way. Could be that they wait till the final moment to say, yay, we have a deal, for anybody who was skeptical or worried about it because they're Giant fans, that he wouldn't be back. And when you think of the way that offense moves and think of his role on the field, ooh, that's a situation they don't want to have to test. And now it's a question of who's bluffing more and who's playing chicken. Because somebody's playing chicken there. Absolutely. It's very strange when you have the Midsummer Classic because some guys get to go home and rest and hang out and recharge their batteries, so to speak. I hate that expression. But I think some of the superstars certainly played, but some of the others, that's what they did. All right, we're not resting. Hang with us. More coming your way next on Good Old America Tonight.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Hey, thanks for hanging with us, America. Kate Delaney. Happy to be with all of you, leading the parade, the band of brothers and sisters who think that this Iran deal stinks. Who is it good for? Not good for you and me. Not good in so many different ways. If we did a Ben Franklin and did a pros and a cons, my goodness, the con list would fall on the floor. While we would have a handful of pros, if we could even find those. And it boils down to, how much do you trust Iran? And the answer is, in bed with Assad? Yeah, that's not looking good. Tight with Putin? Hating Israel? Not good, anyway you slice it, in at least 15 different arenas. Donald Trump has to feel vindicated. He's in a statistical tie with the former governor of Florida, Jeb Bush. That, according to Suffolk University USA Today, they did a national poll of potential primary voters. The survey is the latest of the strong showing since Trump announced his campaign last month and made the comments about illegal immigrants. Trump has the support of 17% of Republican or independent voters who say they plan to participate in the party's primary elections or caucuses. Bush has 14%. Trump says he'd be the strongest Republican to take on Hillary Clinton in a general election and suggests she was afraid to face him. But in that poll, it does show her beating him head-to-head 51% to 34%. Does anyone really think, though, Donald Trump is going to win this primary? I mean, could he? Theoretically, yeah. Will he? No. You know, it boils down to money. It boils down to what's happening behind the scenes. And it can change on a dime, and suddenly somebody else could emerge, but it's not looking that way. It's doubtful. If you're Jeb Bush, how are you feeling? Donald Trump, Mr. Commercial, Mr. Celebrity Apprentice, is now in a tie with you. At some point, if you're Jeb Bush or I'm his campaign person or his lifelong friend, whatever, and it looks like everybody starts to leapfrog in different directions and he gets clobbered, then I'm thinking I'm getting out of the race because I don't want that to happen. Although he raised over $100 million so far on the campaign trail, well, so to speak, because of the PACs. That's huge. The campaign was $11.4 million. The rest was raised by the PAC, so that's $103. Part of this deal is about making money. Someone's got to make the donuts. And this is what's happened. The campaigns have gotten so out of control. When you talk about the bottom line of how much it costs, it is shocking to think about that. And it's the independents for the Republicans, too, the people who don't know how they're voting, very, very important. Very important. For lots of reasons. Because that could be a swing vote in a different direction, and who knows? And it's one of the things that the Democrats worried about with Bernie Sanders. How many people would move away from Clinton for Bernie Sanders, and how disastrous that could be for the Democrats, which that's exactly what I thought. When he threw his name into the ring, I thought, oh, boy, Hillary's people have to be saying, oh, here we go again. Didn't we just deal with this? Are you kidding me? And I think that's what they throw up their hands and can't believe it. Or maybe they can believe it, but it's not what they want to hear. But there is a money part of running for press. There just is. I wanted to squeeze in a couple of quick odds and ends and not completely focus on Iran. But nothing, and I shouldn't say nothing, but I should say a list of images that I see that just make me just bloody sad, just awfully sad, is seeing the pictures of James Holmes. And he's in the court room now, of course, as it all unfolds. His attorney is a famous attorney trying to get him off on an insanity plea. James Holmes, legally sane when he entered a packed movie theater, armed with an assault rifle, a shotgun, a pistol, wanted to kill as many people as he could. Well, prosecutors told jurors Tuesday in closing arguments that the guy was sane beyond a reasonable doubt, and he needs to be held accountable for what he did. The defense lawyer says that Holmes was controlled by his schizophrenia, and that the mental illness caused this to happen, and only the mental illness caused this and nothing else. Whew. What if he walks? This was 2012. I remember it well. Because I was I was on the air when it happened. Almost 3 years ago, open fire, 12 people died, 70 were injured. The defense wants a verdict of not guilty by reason of insanity. Then he would go to the state mental hospital for an indefinite kind of commitment. Prosecutors say, no way, murder and execution. Murder and execution. Sadly, victims and family members are in the courtroom, and maybe they should be, maybe it's cathartic, But when they were showing pictures of the dead people, which I think is a stroke of brilliance, you have to do that, wounded and all that, and recounted their stories, it's that what really got to them. There was Josh Nolan, by the way, who was one of the people living and surviving, who was shot in the leg and walks with a cane. As he presses down, he kind of shakes a little bit. This is what James Holmes has done to him. Holmes, 27, doesn't dispute that he was a lone gunman who attacked the theater, but pleaded guilty, I'll say it again, by reason of insanity. His lawyers are saying schizophrenia so warped his mind that he couldn't tell right from wrong. And he was in the middle of a psychotic breakdown. Oh, boy, I so hope that they don't go in this direction. So hope it. Sign of the times of things to come, perhaps, in the future. This is a crazy story. 1.3 million, they call that the traffic stop, worth 1.3 million. A Virginia state trooper sued a blogger over online claims. So this is where we get into that murky area. The traffic stop was a little bit contentious anyway, because you had the two of them arguing, and then arguing over cell phone and the phone, and it got a little bit heated. So a self-styled police watchdog who gets paid a $75 ticket from a Virginia State Trooper is now facing that lawsuit. He posted the encounter on the internet and accused the cop of molesting him. Nathan Cox was driving southbound on 295 just after 3 p.m. in the afternoon when Officer Melanie McKinney of the Virginia State Police pulled him over for failing to display his front license plate. The events that happened, including Cox's posting of the ordeal to his blog, Virginia Cop Block, resulted in the $1.35 million lawsuit against him. Wow. What is that about no good deed goes unpunished? No good deed goes unpunished. So McKinney is arguing over a phone and whether it was placed on the back of Cox's car so that it couldn't be used as a blunt force object to hit her, not to stop recording. So there's some craziness in the details of that story as well. Lately, we've bumped into a few of those, haven't we? A few. But it all started off talking about Iran and this historic deal that some are on board with and some want nothing to do with. Nothing. And this is the problem in trying to transcend politics, etc., down the line. That's the kind of things that happen. You know, the reaction, talk about spreading it through the grapevine, has been swift and wide in a lot of different directions. Certainly on not getting back the hostages that Iran has or American prisoners, and also in pretty much flipping the bird, in a sense, to Israel. All right, we're bouncing back to Washington for a sec. Buckle up and hang with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're in Washington, D.C., Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and I'm with Alabama's Teacher of the Year. Alabama, I love Alabama. Alabama's Teacher of the Year. What an exciting title to be bestowed upon Jennifer Brown, who is sitting before us. And she's a science geek, a nerd, one of those science people. And I love science, and I love that she's pushing. I had the exploding volcano, and I did it myself. Nobody helped me, no brother, no mother. I did it myself. So I was kind of one of those kids. I didn't go into science.
You're a science nerd.
I'm a science nerd. And some of the listeners are. They know that I like NASA and space exploration, all that kind of stuff. So I'm really thrilled to have you. I'm glad that
thank
they
you so much.
Set us up for sure.
Thrilled to be here.
Let's talk about science first of all. What are you finding is really resonating with the kids with science? And you've taught science for what, 16 years?
16 years. What resonates with the kids is they want to be an active part of their science class. They want to be actively engaged, and rather than just learning science, they want to experience science. And it's so much fun when you can be in a classroom of students who are collecting the data, analyzing the data, drawing conclusions, talking to each other about it, even engaging in arguments over the data they've collected. That's really fun to create that type of environment, and that's what I'm really working toward.
Do you find that now are more girls getting interested in science? Remember, that was one of the pushes that, you know, why aren't more women involved in science? Why aren't we seeing more engineers? Why aren't we having that kind of stuff happen?
I think that's definitely a push, and we can always do better. But I see, at my particular school, I think the girls are just as excited about science as the boys.
That's a good thing.
right?
I like to think that anyway. Yeah. At least in my classroom.
I think that's a good thing. So you get Alabama Teacher of the Year, and one of the things that you and I talked off the air about that I thought was so cool, you're trying to create a culture of collaboration where you are, and we know with I had two people in my family, my grandmother and my mother were teachers, and there are a lot of times there's a resistance to change because this is how we like it. We don't want to, we don't want to move
in
that direction.
And sometimes it works.
And sometimes it works.
And you've had some success. And yep. That's really difficult when you've had success. In many cases, success does hold you back. And we at my school are trying to create a culture of collaboration not only with our students in our classrooms, but amongst the teachers. And we started, a colleague and I started something at our school called Instructional Round. And what we've done is put together some small groups of teachers, and what they do is they will go observe a couple of classrooms, and we wanted it to be set up like medical rounds at a hospital, just as doctors would do. They would observe the patient, you know, maybe see what's going on with the patient, and they would leave. And they would discuss and talk about what they thought was going on with the particular patient. And we wanted it to be like that within our schools and within our classrooms. And so teachers are getting to see certain things in action, but they're leaving the room and they're able to talk about it and how they could use that in their classroom and how that teacher got so much out of the student that maybe they have in their classroom that hasn't been participating. And it's been a really neat thing to see teacher growth just over the course of the 1 year we've started this.
Yeah, why do people not talk about that more? I mean, that's got to be significant. Doesn't it make the teacher feel better?
Oh, absolutely. When you can learn and grow, because that's what we expect out of our students. We want our students to be learners. And as teachers, we should be lifetime learners. And one thing I've experienced is I've had students, and they will say, hey, what were you doing in so-and-so's class? And I'm like, well, I'm just learning, too. I want to see some neat things you guys are doing in your classes. So it's fun for students to see their teachers as learners. And that's been a topic of conversation with many of the teachers and students.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you think science is something we should teach even earlier?
I think we do. We try to teach it earlier, but there's a large focus on reading and math.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times the teachers in elementary schools, science gets shoved to the side, but they all love it. And one thing I talk to teachers about, and I used to be really intimidated by elementary teachers, and I tell them that, and they're like, what? We're intimidated by you guys. And so I say, no, you teach love of learning. When they get to high school, we just suck the love of learning right out of them. And so I wish we could all work together, and I wish that we could work together and help the high school science teachers can work with the elementary science teachers, because I think sometimes they feel like their content knowledge is not as strong.
Right.
And that's okay. Who cares? Let's teach kids to just love science.
Right.
So I think what they do a lot of times is they try to incorporate science into their reading or into this, but really the kids should be experimenting taking part in more science labs and inquiry-based learning with science.
What's the coolest thing you ever did in science? As a kid.
Oh, goodness.
Did you do the exploding volcano?
No,
come on.
I did the exploding volcano. That was really fun. The egg drop was fun.
Oh, the egg drop's the best. Yeah. How can you not still even do the egg drop? You have to.
Dissections were fun. It's the pigs.
Yes. Did you do frogs?
I think we did pigs.
Oh,
it was a long time ago. I can't remember.
Yeah, brutal.
You know, it's interesting. I didn't really like science as much in high school. And I got into college and I had some phenomenal professors who were just so energetic and enthusiastic, and I just began to love it. And then I'm a science nerd now.
And see, it shows you, though, you just said it, you had some professors that really tripped your trigger, and then that's what's, you know, and you're seeing that and you're trying to repeat that pattern in your school. You're trying to have that happen as well.
I hope so.
Yeah, terrific. It was awesome meeting you.
Thank you so much. It was
rock
awesome
on,
as well.
Science lady.
All right, rock on, science.
Bye-bye. All right, so what fun it was to get to talk to some of these teachers, I think, that are really super passionate. She was absolutely one of them, and the science thing especially, because we keep hearing about the emphasis over science and how come they're, you know, science and math, and why are the students weak in those areas? And the answer is because it used to be exactly that, where she's talking about dissecting the pig. You dissected the pig, and you didn't. There were so many other cool things you could have done that you didn't get to do because you were kind of shuffled through that science class, especially when you got to the I think when we all got to the high school level. Hey, I want to remind everybody that we're taking the show on the road, just like we did in Washington, D.C. If you go to kateontheroad.com, if you go to the website kateontheroad.com, you'll see some of the stuff that we've done in the past and how much fun we've had doing it. So we're trying to make some of that happen across the country. And if you go in and you'll see a thing where it says sign up for it, and it, basically it's just getting the information, you will be automatically entered into a drawing for a new Notebook Flex 11.6. It's got a quad-core Intel Atom-based processor for optimal performance and the latest Microsoft Windows operating system, too. It's a touch, click, or type. It's very cool. It's very, very cool. And apps and all that stuff, easy to play around with. And all kinds of music and videos and Xbox games. And, you know, I didn't think I'd like a touch screen. But I like the touch screen because it's easy. It's easy to Skype. It's easy to take notes. It's easy to take pictures. It's easy to do all of that. And you can do it from anywhere. They have this cool system called OneDrive. And this notebook has built-in front and rear cameras and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, you get it. If you want to potentially win the Nextbook Flex 11.6, then you want to make sure you go to Kate on the Road, kateontheroad.com. And by going there, clicking on the one area, it'll say, you can see, giving it away, whatever. You just sign up for that, and then you'll find out more about what we're trying to do on the road and pass that information on to the people in your neck of the woods. All right, wrapping this all up, coming back again on the other side, the big story still is Iran and the reaction to the deal in the 60 days in between and what all of that means. But as I mentioned, there were a couple of other things, certainly, as we skedaddle from the Kerry plan, the deal, because he was instrumental in that. And, you know, you've got others exploring areas like the FIFA president who declined to testify at a Senate hearing, riddled with corruption, and trying to figure out, you know, they've got a big one coming up in Qatar, which is set to host the 2022 World Cup, and they're worried about the way people are treated and what's going on there. The integrity, in other words, of the leadership integrity. That was the word for this hour, I think. Integrity. Integrity of people and integrity of deals. Yo, yo, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extendivite.
in July with Extender.